Watch out. It's Tuesday night at Cosmos Night. Steve Starless and Mike Megahertz in the studio. Well, I do hope you've had a good new year. And if it was anything like ours, well, shall we talk about it? It was unreal. It was great. But don't mention anything about Steve falling in the fountains or being shoved in the fountains, will you? Absolutely out of his head he was.
And in a very, very busy program tonight, we have millions and millions of your messages and greetings, plus some very, very corny jokes, the featured backtrack as usual, and this week some weird and zany predictions from 1987, or for 1987, from some of the UK and US top psychics, and the big announcement of the night by popular demand, it's back, yes, the Flashy Patrol! Woo! All this plus... the very, very best in music as always, such as Paul Simon on 97.5 FM with The Boy in the Bubble. Good evening.
It was a slow day, and the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shatter in the shop windows, the bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of mirror. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracles and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. And the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow mo. The way we look to us all. Oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't. It's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the battling heart. And I believe these are days. Lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and baby. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry.
Album Graceland, Paul Simon and the South African influence track The Boy in the Bubble.
Do you remember 1977, Steve?
Just.
It was about 10 years ago and there was a band around called Hot Chocolate. Remember
about
that?
10 years ago?
It was about 10
Pleased
years
ago. Pleased to see your maths has improved.
Now, Bentley Brand, the guy who did the Tavares remix, was about this time last year, wasn't it?
Yes.
He has got together and remixed the great former Hot Chocolate singer, in fact, still is. Brand new 1987 remix of You Sexy Thing. This is gonna be big. This is my prediction for 1987. You mark my words. This is Cosmos Radio on a Tuesday night, playing you the best in music. We'll be right back. Charlie Brand gets it together there with the remix of Hot Chocolate's You Sexy Thing. Steve.
Last week when we were going through the old voting slips, looking at the comments on the back, we got one from Paul Gell, you remember, and it said, "Where's Billy Bragg's greetings to the new brunette?" And we promised that we'd dig that out. We always stick to our promises here at Cosmos, don't we?
We try.
We do our best, anyway. So, Billy Bragg featuring Johnny Marr and Kirsten McCall too, with "Greetings to the New Brunette."
You're sleeping in this room. Shirley, you're my reason to get out of bed before noon. Shirley, you know when we sat out on the fire, it's quite true. Shirley, if you decided about running before we were walking. Sometimes we use consciousness. It's like we're in a dream. How can you lie there and think of England when you don't even know who's in the team? Surely, sexual politics has led me all over my room. Surely, we've joined in the ideological cuddle. Celebrating my love for you with a pint of beer and a new tattoo. And if you haven't noticed yet, I'm more impressionable when my cemented wear. Empty air glasses. How I love those evening glasses. Shirley, you really know how to make a young man angry. Shirley, can we get through the night without mentioning family? The people from your church agree.
Of Kirsty McCall, very predominant. Now, you're not going to switch me off at this stage.
I'll try not to.
Right, thank you.
Is anyone going to shut him up?
Actually, you've reminded me doing that last week we said that the box number was going to be closed, didn't we?
We did.
Do you remember? We've decided to reactivate the box number because we've had quite a large amount of mail through it this week, and we decided that it would be rather foolish to close it down at this stage. So, if you want to write to us, you can do so at our normal address, which we'll maybe read out for you later on. Two people who wrote into us, and we must say a very big thank you to Podney from Cornwall and also Morris from Hale Zoen. And they wrote to us last week following the recent relay of one of the Cosmos programmes over Radio Rainbow International from Ireland.
Hello, Goncourt, live in Ireland.
Yes, and apparently Rainbow International relayed Cosmos one morning. We must also say hi to John, who's a regular Cosmos listener.
Hello, John, how are you?
Yeah, who actually sent the tape into Rainbow. So there we are, Cosmos beaming out all over the world.
I think I've got one here as well.
Have you?
Hi to Nick and Clara. Is it Clara? Does that say Clara there? Yes.
Looks like Clara to me.
From Kirkby in Ashfield, it says that we spend a couple of evenings in Nottingham over the Christmas period, and we got to like this house music, or bungalow music, as I call it, and it seemed to be played in constantly in all the clubs. Wherever we went, they always played it. And he says, could you please play some of the house music and dedicate it to Flots and Olivia? So I think we're going to play some bungalow music very soon for you.
And I've got another letter here, too. We've done quite well for letters this week. Maybe coming in because of the Christmas post, of course. If we can just find the appropriate bit here. This one's from Mal, Clive, Tony and Franco from Forest Fields. And they've also said, more house on Cosmos, please. And they'd especially like to hear Steve Hurley Silk.
Steve Silk Hurley. He's drunk still.
I know. He's
still ringing
very,
the water out of his
ears. Bad week. Steve Silk Hurley. With Jackie Body or Midnight Sunrise on the house. And Mal, Clive, Tony and Franco from Forest Fields said have a Cosmic and Jack in 1987.
Really?
I think we probably will jack it in during 1987 if the quality of the programme continues like this. Steve Silk Hurley.
You got it right that time. Yeah. Bungalow at its very best.
Jack!
My love.
the dynamic vocals of Jackie Raw, of Midnight Sunrise, and Our Love Is on the House. And before that, Steve Silk and Jack, your buddy.
That had me rocking around on my swizzle chair there. I nearly fell off. I must stop doing that, you know. Getting carried away. Got some dedications here. Hi to David Astley. Happy 18th birthday for Thursday, the 8th of January. When's that?
The day after tomorrow.
That's right.
Tuesday. You still haven't got the days right yet, have you?
No. I'm working on that. And that comes from Tanya, Claire, Robin, and also Daniel. Hi to you. Happy birthday, Dave. Also, Jill at Radcliffe-on-Trent. Hi to you. Good luck with your drinking test. Driving test.
Freudian slip there.
Sorry. I'm under the influence of alcohol.
We've got to stop talking about drink. We do it every week. We're going to get a real reputation for ourselves at this rate, you know.
Good luck with your driving test on Friday from Karen, Donna, Vicky, Sue, and all the girls at work. Quite where they work, we don't know. I wish we'd have known that, actually. Hi to Elaine at Trout and Tim at Bramcutt's. Good luck and best wishes for your engagement from Tina, Sarah, or Sarah, Fiona, Andy, Mick, and Chris. Hi to you.
Also, hi to Faye, who's listening at Sherwood. Hello, Faye. And the message to you is a very, very simple message. It says, 1987 will be your year. And you've asked us to play this from Anita Baker and Sweet Love.
Before I do that, I'd just like to say good evening to Reg and thanks for making our little machine that makes things go...
Cosmos Radio.
Oh,
Baker and Sweet Love. As I say, thanks very much indeed to Reg living out there in St. Anne's. From any our little machine, I didn't think it was going to work for a minute there. Had me worried. Steve, you've got something weird and wonderful now, haven't you?
Yeah, Cosmos, your zany station, bringing you all the zany things in life.
Right. Hey.
Can we just start the tape here?
What tape? That one.
Right, okay. We're taping this section of the programme now because what we're going to do is at the end of the year, at the end of 1987, we're going to play it back and see if what we say here actually comes true, because what I have in front of me
it
is...
It probably won't, you know.
...is seven predictions for 87.
The lucky seven.
From the top psychics of the UK and the US too, and they've given us seven predictions. We're going to read them out and check whether they come true or not at the end of the year. Prediction number one, Madonna will give birth to twins and husband Sean Penn will show an unusual streak of kindness by inviting cameramen to photograph the babies. Prediction two, Dean Martin will become a regular in Dynasty and get engaged in real life to Linda Evans, who plays Crystal. Prediction 3. Joan Collins will save the life of Linda Evans when the Dynasty set catches fire.
Ooh, chance to be a fine thing.
Prediction 4. Princess Stephanie will be rushed into hospital following an horrific drugs overdose. Prediction 5. Michael Jackson will give up singing to become a TV preacher. Prediction 6. Four of America's biggest rock stars will be arrested and charged with masterminding a multi-million pound cocaine smuggling ring. And finally, prediction 7. Prince Charles will astound TV viewers by demonstrating an ability to bend spoons using only the power of his mind.
Now, if they all come true, I'll tell you what... I'll give you £1,000. It's
will
that...
you? We'll remember that. Okay, now...
All of them.
Right, we'll just give it a little break here so that we'll say, from Steve and Mike in January 1987, let's go back to Steve and Mike in December 1987. How many of them came true, Traps? That should do it.
We shall find out. Let me just stop the tape. There we go. Oh! Right, continue on with music after all that, well, trivial rubbish. I would say, anyway. So this one, Alison Moyet, Rent a Tent, back again, and Is This Love? No, it's Cosmos Radio, we're serving Nottingham on 97.5, rocking them in Nottingham, Steve Starless and Mike Megahertz, as we always do every Tuesday night.
Behind me and speed myself to you. Never, how my kids live.